If you're a regular listener to Australia by Night, you know that, look, I have a real issue with anti-vaxxers. Well, coming a close second to that is people that think that fluoride in the water is poisoning us. Now, since the 1950s in Australia, fluoride has been put into public water supplies to combat tooth decay. Now, the reality is the tooth decay has halved as a result of that. But there are still towns out there, particularly in regional Australia and maybe even where you're living, where there's no fluoride in the water. And whenever it's suggested, people get into an uproar about it. So I thought we would talk to an expert about this and find out, debunk some of the theories. Sasha Rutnam's a dental surgeon and joins us now. Sasha, fluoride, I imagine you think a good thing overall.
Of course, yes. It's certainly made a huge difference to the dental decay rates in the population. The number of teeth that are filled, lost, you know, extracted, have halved in general. So it's certainly made a huge difference to the dental health of the population.
Why do you believe that there is still this fear out there of fluoride?
Because anything that's put into our food or water, people will question. So I think that's the biggest concern. It's a chemical in our water, and that's what I think people are concerned about. People are also looking to blame something for health issues, and, you know, why not blame fluoride?
And that's an interesting point because, I mean, a lot like vaccinations, there have been links to things like autism and Down syndrome and even cancer from fluoride. All of these have been thoroughly debunked, haven't they?
Yes, they have. There's absolutely no evidence to link fluoride to any of these conditions.
One of the other things that I've heard some people say, and look, I guess there's a bit of common sense to it, is that people should have a choice as to whether or not they want to put fluoride or want to have fluoride in their drinking water. It's not really that simple because it's not the kind of thing you can opt into at home, is it?
That's correct. But if we didn't have... We have chlorine in the water to kill the bugs. So if we didn't have chlorine in the water, our water would be contaminated, we'd all be getting sick, and we'd probably all have diseases or even die from the bugs in the water. So we do have chlorine as well, which is in the water, so it's no different to that.
From a dental surgeon's perspective, what would you like to see happen around fluoride and some of these misconceptions?
Well, I'd like to see fluoridated water throughout Australia, because there are some areas, I mean, even the Central Coast only got fluoride not that long ago, and, you know, there are lots of people up there who have terrible troubles with their teeth and they can't afford dental treatment, nor are the dentists able to service them. So it certainly would make a difference to the dental health of the population if you had fluoride throughout the water system in Australia.
I want to ask you something slightly off topic. When I was growing up, the only water you could drink was out of the tap. We would drink out of the hose out in the front yard. Mm-hmm. You'd get a glass water out of the tap. These days, more and more people are drinking filtered and bottled water. Have you noticed a difference to our dental health since that phenomenon started probably 20 years ago, I'd imagine?
Yeah, look, the fancy sort of filters that people put in their kitchens, the underbench filters, they often do let the fluoride through, so they have the fluoride still in the water.
Okay.
So that's fine. But the bottled water, the mineral water, does not have fluoride. And I think in the next 20, 30 years, we'll probably see more decay amongst young people because they're drinking tap water, bottled water, sorry.
Did you ever think we'd get to a time where we would actually pay people for water in bottles rather than get
crazy.
It out again? It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, it is crazy, yeah.
Sasha, good to speak to you this evening.
Thank you so much.
That's Sasha Rutnam. She's a dental surgeon. Look, do you have a fear of fluoride in the water? I'd love to hear from you. 132710 is the number.